Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. It's always nice to talk to somebody who graduated from high school here, went to Northwestern University, is now an expert in his field. Dr. Timothy Fong joins us. Tomorrow there is an event. It's a hybrid event where he'll be in town for a film screening, and then there will be an opportunity to have a discussion after the film airs. But if you're not able to do that, then you can Zoom in and be a part of it as well. Dr. Timothy Fong is a clinical professor of psychiatry at the Institute of Neuroscience and Human Behavior at UCLA. And Dr. Yu, did you graduate from Glenbard South High School?
No. Thanks for having me. I graduated from Glenbard West, class of 1990.
Oh,
big difference.
Big difference. Absolutely. And this is a Glenbard Parent Series event. So tell us about this movie, Under the Influence, addressing vaping, alcohol, and cannabis.
This is the third film of a trilogy that's been created to debunk some of the mythology of addiction, mental health, and really empower young people and their families about what's actually happening with the technology around addiction. This film was made just this year in the spring. It's really looking at that issue of vaping, cannabis, alcohol, and the phone, and really how that intersects into what, unfortunately, we have currently a youth mental health crisis. But more importantly, what can we do about it, and what can we do to make a dent into that crisis?
And I love that they're identified as screenagers under the influence, because if you're around any teenager, you know they spend an enormous amount of time looking at a screen, and usually that's their phone. And we were all kids. We know we're influenced by what we see. And cannabis is one of your specialties, the investigation of how that impacts our brain and our health and our mind. What's it doing to kids today? Did I lose him? I lost him. I kind of heard him say, and then I heard the phone go out. We'll grab him back up. Let me just tell you when it's happening. The film is being screened at 11 a.m. at the College of DuPage tomorrow. And then there will be a follow-up conversation with Dr. Timothy Fong. And then it will be screened again tomorrow night at Glenbard South at 6 p.m. And a discussion follows. You're going to have to walk into Glenbard South. One of your nemesis from back in the day, right?
Oh, it's not a nemesis at all. I'm back, and I'm so excited to be there. I love all the Glenbard. I love this community. It's home. It's exactly why I came back to do this in real life.
Yeah, I love it. So let's go back to that. I know that you study, one of your focuses is on cannabis, and obviously been legal in California for quite a while. It's legal in Illinois, not legal for teenagers, but the impact is there. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. You know, the world of 2023, it is not at all the world that I went to high school back in the 1990s. The strength of cannabis out there that's available is much, much stronger. That has a lot of impact on body, brains, and mind. How we depict cannabis in the popular culture has changed so much. And that's why we have to get people informed about the science, that the cannabis out there that's available, that's being used by young people and by parents, is different, and it's going to have a different impact on the body, brain, and mind. And that's so important for us to do that.
How important it is, what's the importance right now? And I think we all know the importance is there. So maybe you can just go further into it about supporting teens and their mental health.
Well, number one, obviously, we are in a crisis. The pandemic, climate change, social media overuse, just stress, from every angle you can think about it. And by every mark that we look at of what's happening to young people, they're stressed out. They're in a lot of emotional pain. Unfortunately, people, as we're prone to do, will turn to substances or gambling or other things to feel good. So absolutely, now is the time for us to get a handle on that, about how do we have a healthy discussion about how to build healthier relationships around stress and coping and not turn to harmful use of substances.
And this is all for parents. This is designed for parents, and not just Glenbard parents. This is for parents anywhere who want a better idea of what is happening and the impact that all of this has on their kids' life.
It's for everyone. It's for the entire community. It's for the human race. We really want to go right down to it. You know, I applaud the Glenbart Parents series for putting this together, for putting on nearly 50 shows a year. And originally was for the four Glenbarts, but it really isn't. They just changed their name to GlenbartGPS.org, and their logos for GPS. It's really for any parent, any family, any young person who's curious and who just wants to know the facts and not the fiction.
It's Screenagers Under the Influence, Addressing Vaping, Drugs, and Alcohol in the Digital Age. It's the third feature documentary in the Screenagers trilogy. Before I let you go, Doc, just you know, for parents listening, what advice can you give them when it comes to raising teenagers in a world that is filled with so much that is causing them really to have a mental health crisis?
I think, number one, we all do an amazing job. And I think we're the hardest critic of ourselves. I think for all the parents out there, hey, we're doing it. We're all in it together. And there's nothing like sitting down with your family, just like we did last weekend, and just enjoy each other's company and not have an agenda or try and push each other's button. Just being human with each other. I think we've really gotten away from that.
That's a great point. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, he is the pride of Glenbart. It's the Glenbart Parents Series. That is Dr. Timothy Fong. So like I said, 11 o'clock, there will be a screening in person that you can attend at the College of DuPage. And then 6 o'clock tomorrow at Glenbart South. And he will be there for both of the screenings. And then there will be a discussion that follows. And if you're not able to attend, you can zoom in on that discussion and be a part of it. If you want details, just Google Glenbart Parent Series or Glenbart DGPS or GlenbartGPS.org. It's that simple. Although I didn't make it sound simple. All right. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.